AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The founder of the messaging app Telegram has been freed from police custody in France. Pavel Durov was questioned for 4 days over allegations that Telegram is being used for illegal activities, including terrorism and child pornography. Israeli forces launching a large-scale operation in the occupied West Bank, killing at least 10. Israel says they were Hamas militants in the West Bank city of Jenin. It's now been cut off. Concerns about the spread of mosquito-borne illnesses in this hot weather include the potentially deadly Tripoli virus.
Health teams have been out spraying pesticide in major cities from New York City all the way up to the Boston area to help prevent the spread of mosquito viruses. And health officials are also concerned as more than 30 states report cases of the West Nile virus. These diseases are only transmitted from a mosquito bite, not person to person. That's really important to stress.
They're talking about the West Nile virus there. ABC's Errol Reshev. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 testing levels in Wisconsin are higher now than they've been since February. The surge is happening at the same time as the start of the school year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services tests wastewater for COVID levels. The biggest spike appears to be happening in northeast Wisconsin. Janesville officials are applying for a federal grant to repurpose the site of the old General Motors plant. Economic Development Director Jim C. Kuborn says it could be a boost to the surrounding neighborhood.
We've got trees growing up in the middle of the asphalt and fences falling over. And so go in and create a green opportunity, a green field for new development and new opportunity.
Three public meetings on Janesville's grant application start next month. $20 million is available to cities nationwide. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. While add Fitchburg to the list, the city will now have a referendum on the ballot in November. At last night's meeting, the Common Council approved a referendum of nearly $3.6 million. That money would largely be used to create new public safety jobs in Fitchburg. 5 police positions, 6 fire department positions, cover some costs for the police department, and improve infrastructure. For a home valued at $400,000, that would add about $300 to the tax bill every year. Of course, that's on top of referendums for the city of Madison and the city of Monona. Madison leaders say they need this money because expenses keep going up, inflation causes prices to rise, labor costs more, and aid from the state isn't rising with it. Meanwhile, officials in Monona say they're losing staff because they can't afford to raise pay. This is why it's so important to vote. There's a good chance the election in November will directly impact your property tax bill and services available in your city. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit 2 home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit 3 of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski.
As Yastrzemski swings, it's a high fly ball deep right. Frelick going back at the track, at the wall. It's gone! And just like that, the Giants go back ahead.
That call courtesy of KNBR. Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing 4 of the last 6, the Brewers' lead is down to 9 in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of 3 games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a 6th-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We'll see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 80. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 85 with showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, could be some heavy rain with a half inch or more possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 77.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by the co-host of the Maggie Dawn Show and actor Brian Kelly and director of the cult classic The Giant Spider Invasion and Wisconsin native Bill Rabane.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Moon Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. And my freedom right in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Families should determine what children were, what values they were brought up with. You know, it's certainly the leaders of the left, but I want to be the first.
All right, we can't really hear that, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was really bad. That's the best I could get it.
That's J.D. Vance saying something that pisses off another giant segment of the population.
Right. He thinks that...
Teachers should have children or else they shouldn't be able to teach something horribly offensive
and
like that.
And he accused Weingarten of not having a child, and she does, her wife.
The head of the...
And we ran into Randy Weingarten last week at the DNC, and she is delightful. Yes, hey, here's a shock. Stepkids count.
Yeah.
Also, you can be
Kamala Harris's kids count.
You can be concerned about education even if you don't have kids.
Thank you.
Right, right. By the way, speaking of kids, pictures last week from the convention. It's Kamala Harris accepting the nomination, a little girl in pigtails, which you said
it's one of her nieces.
One of her nieces watching. Oh, it's just fantastic. Oh, my Carmela t-shirt, getting lots of compliments. You're welcome. Yes, StephanieMiller.com. Speaking of which, a love letter to Chris.
What? No.
Huh?
Throw that away.
Janice in Sacramento says, by the way, thank you to Chris for putting up balls to the walls design. Apparently, I'm in the minority because Chris's right stickers are outselling Chris's wrong stickers, according to the store ranking.
Yep.
Janice, that's got to be incorrect. Check again. Refresh your screen. Speaking of pictures, look at that. It's somebody outside the Vic Theater. Who's this? Jim and Alice from Oak Park.
Oak Park.
Only thing you can't do there.
Is park.
Nope, no parking. Saturday, my wife and I went to an early dinner prior to your Sexy Liberal show at the Vic. It turned out four other couples were there going to the Stephanie Miller show. Stephanie Miller gives Chicago an economic bump just like Taylor Swift does. Yeah, I'm sure exactly at the same level.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of stuff heads eating around the... Yeah. And you can join in the magic pay-per-view, sexyliberal.com. All right, speaking of magic, here he comes.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Hola. I'm just having a good time watching Trump pick up quote-unquote endorsements like freaking impulse items at a gas station.
A Slim Jim Kennedy? Yeah, throw that on there. What do you got there? Some minty Greg gum, Tulsi Gabbard gum? Yeah, give me that, too. Just throw that in there.
Crazy dead worm, dead bear.
I got a couple extra pennies.
Whalehead
what
guy.
Else can I get?
Whalehead guy.
God.
He held a whale head to the top of his car with bungee cords.
I can't.
I
can't. Okay. You retweeted a new national poll by Kaplan Strategies, Harris 52, Trump 45%. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
By the way, Jody, did you notice he repeats himself a lot?
Does Donald Trump repeat himself a lot?
He just keeps saying, I don't know if I should debate or I'm ahead by a lot in the polls. I'm ahead by a lot. He just keeps saying it, whether it's true or not.
Excuse, Mr. Fight, Fight. Mr. Fight, yeah. Fight. Fight, Fight. You got to debate Kamala. Dino, come back.
He's far away, dog.
Yeah,
and then he makes the big announcement that he is going to do the debate. And then he says another thing yesterday. If there's a debate, like, he's just...
He's teasing. He's teasing the ratings. Probably treating it like a UFC fight.
Yeah. And
get a weigh-in.
We've been talking all morning about this, just this despicable Arlington photo op because both of them, you know, I just interred my mom with my dad in July at Arlington. So this hits so close to home. But you retweeted Alex who said 63 Americans were killed in Afghanistan under the Trump administration. 13 were killed under the Biden administration while leaving Afghanistan with Trump's crappy plan.
Yeah, was that McMaster who said that? It's like you don't release the prisoners before you negotiate the plan out of Afghanistan. And you don't negotiate outside of the Afghan government.
Yeah, thank you. And release 5,000 Taliban, prisoners. Anyway, he just said Republicans are using the 13 deaths to score political points, but say nothing about the 63 that died. But just that ghoulish thumbs up that he does everywhere at a soldier's grave.
He looks more artificial than a paper cutout with that stupid smile and thumbs up thing. He's like, okay, teeth like this, left arm up, thumb up, good, go, click, bye. Okay, let's get out of here. Where's my Bible? I forgot my upside down Bible. You were supposed to bring the upside down Bible.
God, he gets more pathetic every day. Take a listen to this. I'm sorry to do this.
Sort of like a hot guy. I was hot as a pistol. I think I was hotter than I am now when I became president, okay? I don't know. I said to somebody, was I hotter before or hotter now? I don't know. Who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? Who the hell
did anybody
cares?
Ask?
He sounds drunk, too.
Man.
He sounds drunk. He's so irritating.
He sounds like
and
Otis
he is
from
vomitous
Mayberry.
Looking.
Yeah.
I'm better looking than Kamala. Oh
now, Otis, get back in your cell. Am I hotter now, Andy? Am I hotter? Who am
I?
I could have Thelma Lou if I wanted to. That's it. You've drawn the line, Otis.
He's just so low energy, and like I don't even think he's like putting his makeup on correctly. You've seen like he's just splotchy and gross looking, and I don't know if you've seen the side by sides with the electricity of the DNC and Kamala Harris and Tim Walz rallies and his speeches. There are literally people yawning, falling asleep. He's just repeating himself.
He's like a doll at the end of its pull string cycle. Yeah. I love you. I love you. You're my baby. I love you.
Didn't he put out a tweet and then he deleted it? First of all, he spelled something completely wrong. And then he just like stopped in the middle of the tweet. It just trailed off. And so you're like, what? It seems like he's out of gas.
Yeah, well, he's got the other kind of gas. But yeah, he's just done. He's just... He keeps seeing the polls, and he's like, okay, how much more are we going to have to cheat? How many more fake electors are we going to have to hire? I keep falling behind. What can we do next? We already had the thing that happened in Pennsylvania. I got to think of something. We had the thing in Arlington. What can we do? Can we hide another one of John McCain's ships somewhere?
By the way, I know you have no thoughts on this, but I did save the story because it involves Glenn Greenwald. Saved this story for you. This is how... Now, Trump complains of political propaganda by quoting, of course, Fox News pundit Glenn Greenwald. He said, Greenwald said Kamala Harris was basically a national joke until there was an explosion of media propaganda on her behalf 35 days ago. I
disagree. I don't think somebody that's a vice presidential candidate who's helped in legislation that's for infrastructure, for health care, for capping insulin prices, that somebody that's been involved in that is a joke. I think what's a joke is that the people that cry censorship, like the Schneiders, the Doors, and the Greenwalds, you're free. Nobody is stopping Glenn Greenwald for saying that Trump lied, he fomented a mob, January 6th, he tried to shake down Zelensky, he had Russian help. Right. Nobody is stopping him from saying that Trump is the worst choice that you can possibly make in an election. And yet they self-censor themselves yeah. while crying censorship. It's a joke.
But it's just, dear God, how big is the Russian payroll between Tulsi Gabbard, Bobby Kennedy, and just, you know.
Tulsi Munster.
She does look like Lily Munster.
Wow, okay.
Yvonne DiCarlo.
Do not put Yvonne DiCarlo in Tulsi Gabbard's area.
Do not smear her like that. So here's something we've been talking about, and Tim Miller, who was a former conservative, has called out Trump's former officials who have expressed grave concerns about his fitness to serve, but have not taken that final step, Carlos, to endorse Kamala Harris. As you keep saying, there is only one choice. To stop Donald Trump. And so Tim Miller said there's two options for president. On the one hand, you have a woman who has presented herself as a mainstream Democrat who plans to respect and uphold the fundamental American political traditions at home and abroad. On the other, you have a candidate who you've acknowledged is the most flawed person you've ever encountered, a danger to the country, an existential threat to our system of government, a convicted criminal, an abuser of women, and a moron. How in God's name do you justify silence in the face of that choice? This is not a close call. And he goes down to John, all the people, what they've said, right? John Kelly, the depths of his dishonesty is astounding to me. He's the most flawed person I've ever met in my life. Jim Mattis, he's dangerous. He's unfit. He has no moral compass. The degradation of the American experiment is real. Dan Coats, he doesn't know the difference between truth and a lie. Rex Tillerson, he's a moron. Mitt Romney, I think he's not smart. I mean, really not smart. A whack job. Gary Cohn, dumb as H.R. McMaster, cannot understand Putin's hold on Trump. So he said they have no GOP future to speak of. What's the holdup? Except personal safety, I guess they're worried about Trump's murderous mobs, right?
Yeah, and or their own reputation to keep on grifting, right? Between that and a third-party person, you're yelling at a mountain climber on a cliff going, hey, man, there's two ways you can go here. There's a toe hold there. I know it's not your favorite thing, but that toe hold is a pretty good thing. You put your foot there. We're going to make it to the top of the mountain, or you could step that way and die. I think I'll just remain put. Okay.
He finishes by saying the clock is ticking. It's not too late for these people to heed their better angels. Donald Trump must be stopped. It's incumbent upon everyone who sees this clearly and who played a part in getting us here to speak out and deal with the personal ramifications. Frankly, it's the least we should expect of them. I mean, this latest superseding indictment, Carlos, just reminds us again. This is now the fifth grand jury of his peers saying he is guilty of crimes, of trying to overthrow the United States government. Seska, somebody memed him. In a functioning country, he should have been run out of the country the day after, right?
The day after January 6th, done. He's done, gone, that's it. 10 Republicans, that's all we needed. 10 Republicans with courage, which is an oxymoronic term, Republicans with courage, sorry.
I like when you get into your Seinfeld register.
Who are these people that weren't people? He should have. It's just so glaringly obvious. They're all going to go over the freaking ramp like the crappy team on Squid Games because they want to. Hold on, we're going to win this. We're going to win this tug of war.
Okay, Anita in San Antonio, real quick. You're on with Carlos. Hey, Anita.
Good morning. You know how you and Bob were talking about how Donald Trump doesn't know anything, and you would ask him. Somebody should ask him what a tariff is. I would ask him what the definition of democracy is.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask him why he keeps calling people communists and what is his definition of communism. I would ask him what the capital of Texas is. I don't think he knows that.
Greg Abbott.
I don't think he knows anything.
That would be his answer.
Yes.
Okay, 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by American Financing.
Yeah.
Who helped us fright and just bring that fantastic bunch of shows to you from the DNC last week.
That's right.
If you're stressed, right, your monthly income seems maybe it's not covering the bills as well as it should, you are not alone. Mm. A lot of Americans feeling that way, right? If stuff is expensive, we're reaching more and more for our credit cards to cover the basics like childcare, insurance, power, food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, call American Financing. They're helping hardworking Americans just like you tap into their home's equity to pay off their high-interest debt, even create some additional savings be ready for whatever life throws your way. I'm feeling like something's going to happen with my gutters if I don't do what Tim Walz said immediately.
Right.
It's true. He's right about everything.
He is.
Just saying. American financing, I'm telling you, interest rates have dropped, and they never charge any upfront or hidden fees. They're the perfect partner to help you get in a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average. Waiting, not an option. Call today. You can delay two mortgage payments, 888-67-5490. That's 888-67-5490. AmericanFinancing.net/progress.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Most wine lovers know Bordeaux for its fine, sophisticated, and expensive wines. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. They strive, though, to create wine of extraordinary quality that doesn't break the bank. And let me tell you, their rosé sure made a fan out of me. Chateau Auguste is the wine for those who take their fun seriously. They even have music played to the vines twice a day. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Club: Best Wine by Varietal, the Gold Medal, and Best in Show by Quality. Organically grown, no colorings or flavorings, the grapes are hand-picked with stems attached to prevent premature oxidation and keep the wine as fresh as possible. Right now, SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to AugustGrandRosé.com. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. The promo code is Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie. AugustGrandRosé.com. The promo code is Stephanie.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
Time.
touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this.
What? 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 Matt in Chicago. Yeah, you're on with Carlos. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Carlos. Sorry about my last phone call. I was trying to navigate L.A.'s traffic. That was fun. But, Stephanie, I just wanted to ask, did that cameraman survive the Sexy Liberal show in Chicago? Because you were all about that cameraman the entire show.
Yeah, that poor camera guy.
God bless you for making us laugh.
Traumatized him. Yeah, I'm just saying, lots of free cooch. Yeah, what?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love you all.
Listen, thank that's you. For $20. Come on. That's a lot of cooch. Let's go. $20, 24 cents. Do it. Sexyliberal.com. All right. Thank you, Matt. Okay. I love that people think I can remember every phone call from every show for the last several years. Oh, that one. Yeah. Thanks for apologizing for that call, Matt. Okay.
Yeah, that one didn't stick out. Sorry. Sorry, Matt.
Carlos, can I just say it was so exciting last week. The convention was just as exciting as you thought it was if you watched it on TV. Mm-hmm. But what I'm enjoying even more this week is the continued freak out for how fantastic the DNC was last week. Is it Eric Bolling? Is he the Newsmax guy?
Yeah.
The former Fox guy?
Yeah.
He was screaming, wake them! We're losing! He's talking about MSNBC beating Fox. What else was he saying? He said, I warned Trump. I warned their senior advisors this was going to happen. I said a long time ago, Trump will be the last GOP president in our lifetime, and I meant it. I said it when he was president. When he lost, I said he'll be the last GOP president. Stop threatening us with a good time.
Right? Yes.
He said, you know what else they're doing? Have you seen this? They're trying to redefine the Democrat Party. They're trying to say Democrats are the patriots, the party that's worried about the country. They're wearing camo hats. With Kamala Harris's name, camouflage, that's ours.
I dare say it's camouflage.
We took all their binkies, Carlos. We took their flag. We took their gun.
They weren't happy enough with rainbows. They got to come up with our camouflage.
They even took our football.
We took football. We're like the Grinch. We even took the Who Berries and the Who Bees.
How could they have happiness at the RNC with no ribbons or tags?
I love Megan.
Yeah, the New York Times saying that joy is not a strategy. Yeah. Well, neither is complaining and fear-mongering. That's not a strategy either. Right. People would like to look forward and to have hope, not to say, look at this. This is wrong. This is bad. This is the Dow Jones is down. It's up. It's no. It's down. Shut up. All he wants to do is just peddle fear and lies. People are tired of that. People outside the cult, real Republicans, real independents, real non-fake leftists like Tulsi Gabbard are tired of all the lies and the posture, tired of having to cover for a career criminal. It's energy sapping. He is a bad stepfather that you just want to get away from. Get in the van, get with great independents, smart Republicans, and get on the DNC van. Like, let's go, Scoob!
We don't mean the creepy van. We mean the good van.
Yeah,
the good van.
Yeah, my favorite meltdown was Meghan McCain. She's like, we just shouldn't have conventions. We can't compete with this. Okay.
Fine.
Cry more.
Yeah, they get all the best artists and all the best music. We had Kid Rock. They had Pink. It's not fair.
I don't think there's anything in the Constitution that mandates political conventions. Nope. They could just choose one and put them up if they want.
Okay. They won't even let us use their songs. I hate you, Foo Fighters. I hate you, David Grohl. You're mean.
So is he going to debate? I can't keep track from day to day, right? He's such a wavering. His arrogance will probably get the better of him.
He comes off in a great light. That's why he wavers. Should I marry her? I don't know if I should marry her. How much English does Melania speak when I take advantage of her? Okay, let's get married. Okay, nobody will believe her.
I mean, I think it shows her confidence that she wants the mics unmuted. Someone said it's obvious the Harris campaign hopes to give Trump the chance to sabotage himself with an insulting interruption or his overbearing personality. Visuals of Trump talking over and openly disrespecting the woman who has a chance to be the first black woman president would speak for itself. The vice president, her campaign said the vice president wants the American people to see an unfettered Donald Trump because that's what we're going to get if he becomes president again. It gives her the ability to fact check him on the spot. I'm sure that's part of what he's terrified about.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
I don't want to be checked. I don't like this. There should be a delay. It's their fault. It was a technical problem. Just like when he went and spoke at that conference. They told him they're going to live fact check him. Nope. Don't want to do it. Slow it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy, you're watching a sociopath, and what's what's become sort of scary is that it's the norm. We're just used to him just being crazy, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It should be, if we step back 10 years ago or 15 years ago from a time machine and saw this, like, we'd be like, what? How is this acceptable?
I know. I love all these headlines. His own worst enemy, discombobulated Trump, said to be proving Harris's attack lines about him being unserious. One analyst said it only proves Harris's point that he's unserious. He literally has meltdowns. He's completely discombobulated with a completely new version of this campaign they were not expecting. He has absolutely no idea how to run against. I mean, it is glorious, that part of it. 29 minutes after the hour, Coffee with Carlos.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A soldier from Wisconsin who crossed the border from South to North Korea is expected to reach a plea deal in his Army court-martial. Private Travis King of Racine will reportedly plead guilty to 5 of 14 charges. King crossed into North Korea last year after he was released from a jail in South Korea. Enrollment is down in Wisconsin's public schools, but education leaders point out that costs per student actually go up when that happens. Luther Olson is the statewide network liaison for the CESA Education Agency.
We fund on a per capita basis, but in reality, that cost goes up. So everybody says, well, you know, you have less kids, you don't need as much money. But unfortunately, that's not quite the case.
Olson speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Work on the next state budget begins next spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. UW-Madison move-in continues today, and man, they've got much better weather. Freshmen began moving into the dorms yesterday, and it felt like it was 100 degrees out. Staff and volunteers were under tents. They were handing out tons of water. Today, though, they've got much better weather. No excessive heat warnings. Just loads of things to carry with their teenager into the dorms for the first time. And Wisconsin is one step closer to getting its first Topgolf location. The Monona Plan Commission approved a zoning permit for the company this week. If you drive the Beltline in Monona often, you know exactly where they'll be building it. It's at the former WPS site, taking over that property and land where an office building sits nearby. Topgolf complexes have driving bays, bars, and restaurants. Right now, the nearest Topgolf to us is in the suburbs of Chicago. The project is expected to cost about $30 million. It still needs the okay of the Monona Common Council, but if they get it, they plan to open in 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and comfortable this afternoon, with high temperatures sliding to the low 80s. However, the mugginess will return by tomorrow. As we sit pretty under partly sunny skies, highs will hit the mid-80s, and chances for strong to severe storms start to spark up by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that. They react to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News, Trigvi Olson, the Lincoln Project, and much more. Be here.
Hump Day! The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's organic. The entire Kamala Harris campaign has been organic. And so now we're...
What? Organic. This is the literal most manufactured presidential campaign ever. She didn't even run.
It's
the opposite of organic.
I'm asking one question. Like, you've been a part of a lot of campaigns, right? A ton of campaigns.
And in every one.
And how many campaigns in your manufacturing have you been able to manufacture 400,000 volunteers or $540 million?
Good point.
Bam! Bakari Sellers, thank you for that. Chris, who said of a Trump rally, it was boring, he smells bad?
Don Jr.
Louis Blue Raspberry.
That was a good guess. No, that was a bad guess. No. A Trump fan who nabbed a seat behind the stage.
Yeah.
Oh, don't sit behind the poopy diaper downwind.
Yeah,
dear God. Okay.
Was that Eric?
You know, all these words in these headlines, Carlos, it's exactly the way he sounds, like disoriented, discombobulated. This one is Trump disoriented because nothing seems to be working to slow Harris. Kamala Harris has put Donald Trump in a box, and apparently everybody puts baby in a box now, in a corner, in a box. What?
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
And he's been unable to escape. Right, that's what I meant. According to an analysis, Trump has been pulling out one trick after another from his playbook that had previously knocked his opponents off balance and kept the spotlight on himself. But the Washington Post, Dan Balls, whose name is Dan Balls.
The unfortunately named Dan Balls.
Right. Said Harris has cruised past those snares. He said as Harris glided through the past month, Trump has taken to social media or friendly media interviews in hopes of setting the terms of the conversation. That has backfired. He has tried invective, exaggeration, and lies, something that in the past he used to shift the focus, sometimes to distract from his own problems, at other times to draw attention away from a rival. It hasn't done what he hoped. Trump has learned, perhaps painfully, that at this moment, if you weren't listening to him, in short, nothing seems to be working the way it used to be. It does just seem to be bouncing off them, doesn't it?
Yep.
Harris and Walls. And, you know, I have to say, you know, I will die mad about 2016, what happened to Hillary. But, you know, I will say going into that, there was 20 years of negative press built up about Hillary. So that there was
a
built-in, you know, segment of people that already hated her because they'd been, you know, fed this caricature of her for so many years. It's just she's doing the same attacks, nasty woman and all this stuff that are just not working.
Yeah, they're tired of it. Yeah, Hillary's timing was 11 years too off. Now with what's happening with Roe versus Wade, what's happening with women going across state, having to seek health care.
Yeah, everything Hillary warned about.
Exactly. Women right now. Women are more acceptable in power than at the time which Hillary was running. So, yeah, I think the time is now. I guess the response to Harris is so... very organic. It's this feeling of happiness and joy that we can let go of worrying about, you know, somebody not being electric, somebody not being excited for a larger part of the population. And so, yeah, that response was purely organic. It's like, yes.
Yeah. Well, somebody said it.
We're ready. Let's go.
Somebody said it last week. Chris, who was it that to us that Democrats are falling in love and falling in line this time?
Yeah.
We have the excitement of 2008 and Obama and, you know, I obviously falling in line in record time. Behind Kamala Harris. I mean, I was saying these Trump supporters, Joan and Billy Long. Of Joan and Billy.
Oh.
Obviously.
Joy.
Yeah.
Well, didn't know this quiz.
I honestly, Carlos, don't understand why it's taking people so long. But they said, I honestly, which one? Was this Billy or Joan? Said, I honestly can't say I know why he starts talking about how to pronounce names. What does that have to do with the election? And I wish you would stop talking about Kamala's looks. Mm-hmm. One analyst said, Trump seems to be in the middle of a public nervous breakdown. His campaign is in free fall. I mean, I guess we'll take the late to the party people, but I don't. These people that have been watching these rallies for how long? Just now they're going. Is he talking about?
I think more people are paying attention right now.
Yeah,
because he's holding them outside in the heat, so he can spread out the crowd because he can't fill the arenas anymore. It's all about his comfort and all about his
designed to make everything look a certain way. Let me stand with Putin with the soccer ball. Let me stand at the border with Kim Jong-un. Let me stand with an upside-down bubble. Let me stand here. Let's get bulletproof glass up. Everything has to be an image. So real people fall to the wayside. It's hot. It's 140 in Vegas. Don't you love me? I was 5 hours late, and my speech is 12 hours long. Aren't I great? No, you're not great. I'm tired. I held my pee for this.
Here's the other argument I just don't think is working. Poor Lindsey Graham. He said recently his policies are good for America, and if you have a policy debate for president, he wins. Donald Trump, the provocateur, the showman, may not win this election. No, his policies are not good. They were provably disastrous.
Drink bleach, and build the wall, Mexico will pay for it. Right. Great policies, Lindsey.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's not winning on any of that, right? And what's the headline? Like, he can win on character? Oh, my God. Spit out your drink, laugh out loud, funny. Huh?
What was it, 5 times more economic wealth for the middle class through Harris's economic policy?
Yeah.
Her tax plan versus his, and that's policy.
By the way, we know this out here in California. She's really smart, I think, to be talking about the cost of housing, because that is a major issue that affects all of us. It's part of the homeless problem, but I mean, it's just in general, you know, younger people we know that want to buy a house, forget it, you know.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's a concrete thing, giving people $25,000 to help buy a house, just their whole plan. So
yeah,
when
payment.
That's the other thing. When they try to say she doesn't have policies, yes, she does.
Yeah.
She's been running for 30-something days. You
right.
know? Like, anyway.
And again, it's two choices. You're not going to have one candidate that's going to have a perfect policy to turn America around in 4 years. That's just not going to happen, especially with this Congress. But by comparison, if just look back again. Look at how Trump handled COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Disaster.
Yeah.
Look at how he handled this wall thing with Mexico paying
yeah.
for it. Disaster. Look
yeah.
at how he handled foreign policy.
And he...
Like Putin, invade Ukraine, do whatever you want. Disaster.
And he admits that his followers are idiots, as, you know, Olivia Troy and Stephanie Grisham said, that he insults them behind closed doors. He
yep.
came out and said there was never any way for Mexico to pay for the wall. He's literally calling them morons, you know.
The original quote, if I were to run as a candidate, I would run as a Republican. They're dumb. They're easy to manipulate.
I think that was a fake quote.
Fake news. Fake news.
Sorry.
Well, I apologize. You know why? I apologize and I don't apologize because I don't doubt he would say something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, although I do believe Stephanie Grisham and others who've said how
correct.
He insults his, you know, that he doesn't want to touch those disgusting people and, you know. But when will this grift ever be up? So this one expert warns GOP donors Trump is sending their cash into a black hole. I, for the life of me.
Yeah.
I mean, he's out selling these stupid NFTs again. Like, will this grift ever be over? I mean, I'm hoping him losing in a landslide will be the end of this. Of him, of Trumpism,
policy.
Of the grift, you know. But when, he said anyone who spent time reviewing Trump's campaign spending reports would quickly conclude they're a governance nightmare. There's so little disclosure about what happened to the billions raised in 20 and 24. I know where do you think it went? In his pocket and to his lawyers. The donors and maybe even the former president himself can't possibly know how it was spent. An analysis of Trump's 2020 campaign expenses showed large sums of money went into a legal and financial black hole reportedly controlled by the Trump family members and close associates. And she said this year's campaign is shaping up to be largely the same. I know it's hard to feel sympathy for people that just apparently agree to keep getting ripped off.
They are so grifted, man. They're just like me rooting for LAFC. Every year there's a new kit that you got to buy, a new jersey, a new this, a new scarf. We do it because we're fanatics. That's the term of the word, fanatics. So fanaticism has zero to do with policy. They're not fanatical about his policies.
No.
They're fanatical about his rhetoric, about he's the great white hope that's going to keep America white and take it back to the 50s.
Yeah,
that's why they're spending money on coins and flags and dolls.
Yeah, he hates the same people you do. I mean,
NFTs.
The one thing I'm
NFTs.
One thing I'm concerned about is, you know, just effery, because I think they know they're reading the same polls we are, Carlos. They're seeing the same thing we're seeing. And it's just, here we go, right? The Democratic National Committee, Democratic Party of Georgia, several individuals, including county board members, have sued the Georgia State Election Board on Monday over new election rules that critics say conflict with state law mandating certification of election results. This is all they can think of is how do we...
How to cheat.
Yes. The rules would allow county election board members to conduct quote-unquote reasonable inquiries before they certify results. Critics say that could throw Georgia's elections into chaos because a reasonable inquiry isn't defined, allowing one individual board member to block certification for any reason. Mm-hmm. Brad Raffensperger, who's a Republican there, said this is called the new rules 11th hour chaos. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they're hoping for. And then it'll go to their dirty Supreme Court, right? I mean, we keep saying we've got to keep the Supreme Court's hands off this election.
Yeah. Everything he enters into, whether it's election or a court case, he says, if I lose, something's being done to me. If I lose, they cheated. It's wrong if I lose. If this golf shot goes in the pond, something's wrong with the club. Somebody did something to my club. We're perfectly on the last hole, but maybe in between somebody snuck in the bushes and scraped it.
And by the way, Georgia is very close. North Carolina is very close. Republicans sued North Carolina Election Board Thursday, demanding enforcement of a new law that requires cross-checking jury documents to remove non-citizens from voter rolls. A spokesman for the Board of Elections said Republican claims that they were refusing to comply with the laws were categorically false. Election staff this month cross-checked voter rolls with lists of those excused from jury duty because they were not citizens. They found eight individuals who matched both lists. If those eight people are found not to be U.S. citizens, via databases, they will be asked to cancel their registration. So this is, once again, just a non-problem that is meant to suppress.
Negligible amounts of what they call fraud. This is what Bill Barr said. This is what Election Board said. This is what happened in Arizona when they sent in their own private group. It's like there was no fraud there. Where there was fraud was in the village where people were voting three or four times.
Yes.
In Florida.
Yeah.
Republicans.
Yeah,
I love that. You know, they say that camouflage is theirs and that fraud is ours, right? That's the way they operate. The camouflage belongs to us. The fraud only belongs to the Democrats.
And a lot of people,
I love the way they try to define those terms.
A lot of people have said some of these states are not red states. They're voter suppression states. This one, an 87-year-old Texas woman who complained about local seniors not being sent mail-in ballots had her house raided by officers for the state's Election Integrity Unit at 6 a.m.
Yeah, all the Latinos, It's this is part and parcel of what he's going to do. And that's why Obama spoke about, it's not just the presidential election. You have to vote on a local level so that this kind of stuff cannot start at that level and protect somebody at a higher level. So we have to win down ballot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, as we were talking about, you got to keep Mike Johnson's hands off this election and the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has made voting rights advocates nervous about November's election with a recent decision changing registration rules in Arizona. I mean, look at this immunity ruling. They will help Trump and Republicans however they can, and they don't care how it looks.
And this was always the danger after January 6th of not stopping somebody like that, because he has them in place. He's following Putin's model.
Yep.
He's following Maduro's model.
This last one on Supreme Court. Supreme Court's latest term has kicked off a free-for-all that lets right-wing judges and attorneys challenge just about any federal policy they want, including much of President Biden's agenda to protect workers and consumers. The right-wing majority did this in a trio of rulings, the report stated, one that overturns a longstanding doctrine that judges defer to the expertise of agency policymakers, one that effectively eliminates the statute of limitations to challenge federal regulations, one that requires far more regulatory enforcement actions be subject to a jury trial rather than an administrative hearing. I mean, they're trying to cancel Joe Biden's presidency and reinstall Trump if they can. I mean, that's how serious this is.
It is insane. And then you have this RFK Jr. who joins the circus thinking he's going to be a trapeze artist who will just be shoveling elephant poop and jumping out of a clown car. You're going to be the best trapeze artist if you endorse me. You love the circus, right? How would you like to work with lions?
That makes me
not think bears.
There's an elephant head.
Bears.
There's an elephant head somewhere.
There's probably an elephant head somewhere.
Bungee cord.
There's a whale and a chainsaw. How would you like to cut it up in front of the big giant ring?
Oh, God. I can't. Okay, this news cycle, it's got to stop. I've got to get off. I got to get off this news cycle.
I kind of would have loved to have seen him take the chainsaw to the whale and then it explode because the gas.
Yeah, like Reno 911.
Yeah.
That's something that Reno sheriffs would have done.
Yeah.
47.
Get the DeWalt out here. Let's give it a little. Go Leatherface on this thing. Tony Montana. Oh, shit. I have to cut the wire. I got to cut the wire. Okay,
The guy in the short shorts would
have. Who wants sushi?
I should have worn long pants.
Sushi for everybody.
Sushi for everyone.
That's a cute chainsaw. You've never done that.
Hey, Robbie, you want to join the circus? Hey.
Yes, Mr. Trump, I'd like to be part of your circus. Because they wouldn't let me in on the other place.
The chainsaw says what again? All right, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Carlos always counts on my giant Renaissance Fair size.
Yep.
Bottle. This is my Morning Kick is in here. I like drink ice. I like it nice and cold. It's strawberry lemonade flavor.
Yeah.
It's not the...
Where is that barrel that's missing from our distillery? There it is. It's on the radio.
It is full, not of ale.
No.
And wenches.
No mead.
Full of Morning Kick. A refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support your gut health, boost your energy, and help you feel more youthful. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one when it comes to health. It has been a game changer for me. Okay. Getting back on my bicycle for 40 miles this weekend. I always have Morning Kick in my bike bottle. I love it. It tastes great. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, do it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to roundhouseprovisions.com, type in Stephanie.
Taking back God, taking back the flag, taking back America, and all before breakfast. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. Deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
out.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by, what's that far away, John? Dr. Marty's phone is empty. It's empty. Mommy, sorry. Okay. All right. Calm down. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It is the best dog food in the world, period. I'm just telling you, right? I've recommended this to all of my friends. Sean Kaminsky's dog, Hefe, who made a guest appearance on the show with Bonnie and Clyde last week, is a Dr. Marty's dog.
Yeah.
He is one of the many spokes dogs with unsolicited barkimonials. To Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Also, Rocky Mountain Mike's persnickety Sophie. Hi, Sophie. I see you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, the first four ingredients. That's how you know it's real meat. They eat like they need to eat like their ancestors in the wild. Oh!
Yeah.
They're carnivores. Okay. Meat, that's what they need. And then they throw in some antioxidant-rich fruit and vegetables. It is raw. It is freeze-dried. Yep. Everything is packed in there. Right, all the nutrients, all the flavor. They don't blast the bejesus out of it like most dog food. What are you just cooking kibble on high heat for? Ew. Right? All the nutrients, all the flavor. Gonzo, man. Right now you can get 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies.
Cod Krispies!
They're wild-caught cod skin treats if you go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Carrie Lake. Oh, Carlos.
Carrie.
Was she told to leave again?
That was hilarious.
I love the help.
That was hilarious.
You know, the comics get the red light increasingly, like, get off. The teleprompter literally said, get off.
Trump's waiting.
Trump is waiting. Get off stage.
Get off. They played her off like at the Oscars.
There you go.
Yes. She is getting played off the stage electorally.
Yeah.
I saw one poll that Ruben Gallego was up 11.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Vamos, Gallego.
The Arizona Police Association typically supports Republican candidates, but they've endorsed Democrat Ruben Gallego. Trumpet. yeah. So I feel like everything is possible this year. I'm feeling very happy clappy.
Yeah, not only with the presidential election, but as we said, down ballot. Things are possible. Mm-hmm. Governors, senators.
Yeah. Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
I didn't even know this was still going on, but House Republican leaders are not happy with the few hard-right Republicans pushing for an impeachment vote against President Biden. Republicans are worried the last-minute effort could hurt their campaigns. Yeah, go ahead. Because you've accomplished so much else for the American people. I think that would be wildly popular. They're so pathetic.
Oh, yeah, and Marjorie might leave Congress,
yes.
Is what I read.
She's thinking.
What?
Well, somebody
she got a raise at her monster soda job.
Yeah, somebody posted that she's thinking of leaving.
Oh, no.
And then somebody else posted, breaking news, Marjorie Taylor Greene thinking.
Oh, no.
Thinking, yes.
No. President Zelensky said he will present President Biden with a plan for victory during a meeting in September. It will also be presented to Vice President Harris and to Donald Trump, who will immediately wipe his ass with it and then send it to Putin and ask him if he's okay with it.
Right.
And to all those people that are afraid of censorship, it's okay for you to say Putin is scum and a war criminal. Go ahead, say it. Fact. Don't be afraid. Don't censor yourself.
Should we play Kellyanne Conway just to hear Carlos talk about spiders for a minute? Okay.
There's no question that they don't trust Kamala Harris enough to speak regularly. This is amazing to me. They're so excited about a woman and the sexist and misogynist at her campaign aren't allowing the woman to travel alone or on her own. Extemporaneously.
Wow.
Remember?
Her campaign is run by sexist and misogynist.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
For spoken to
from a party that will, A, never elect a female, and B, never elect an African-American to be
Guess who's coming
candidate.
On the show
ever,
tomorrow?
Ever.
Guess
ever,
who's coming on the show
ever.
Tomorrow? George Conway.
George Conway.
I'm going to ask him about the spiders.
Yeah.
Don't. We want him back, don't we?
Or if she skittered onto the ceiling after sex.
Oh, okay. God, no.
She
no,
skittered
no.
to escape the chainsaw.
I have to apologize to him, aren't I, tomorrow?
Goodbye, Carlos.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
On our next show, we'll talk to Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio.
And Maddox Comic-Con is coming to town. We'll be talking to the organizer, Ben Penrod.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.